Okay. No good? Fine. Not bad. So-so. What? Okay. You don't have school this week, right?
Yeah.
No school. So you're really excited about it, right?
I'll be in kindergarten.
You don't have kindergarten today? This week, right? Okay, you made a kindergarten. Good. Okay, what's happening this week? Why are you guys off to school?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
Right? Excuse me. I have the whole week off. I have 9 days off of school.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Even for Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's great. So what's Thanksgiving? Giving of thanks to who? Okay. So you're not really ready for Thanksgiving yet, right? Okay. So when someone does something nice to you, what do you say? What?
Thank you.
Thank you, right? Sometimes, you know, you feel like I need to do something more than just say thank you, right? Someone did really, really, really nice things to you, then sometimes people write a thank you card, right? Thank you card. And what else? What else can you express your gratitude? Okay.
You could give them like a phone call.
Phone call? Okay. What else? Do something nice back. Okay, that's good. All right. What else? What else can you do to say thank you? Of course, we need to give a thanks to God, right? We need to give a thanks to God all the time, right? Because God is good?
All the time.
All the time? All right, okay. So how do you express your gratitude to God?
Pray?
Praise?
Saying?
What? Thank you, God. That's it, right? Sometimes we need to do just more than just saying thank you. But there's a special word from Jesus Christ. Let me tell you. Okay, listen to me. Jesus said, whatever you do for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you do it for me. Okay, let me say that again. Whatever you do for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you do it for me. That means you can actually express your gratitude this way. How? How can you do that? Right? Least of my, Jesus said, least of these brothers of mine. What's that mean?
Maybe people who are less privileged.
Less privileged, okay. Maybe those people who need some help, right? So, that's the way that we can express our gratitude, helping them, maybe support them, give them those who in need. That's what we can actually act out our gratitude. So maybe this week you are celebrating Thanksgiving with your family members. Think about the ways that you can express your gratitude to God. Okay? Think about it. Probably there's many ways that you can express your gratitude to God. So it's not just a thanksgiving. I encourage you to do it thanksgiving. Okay, repeat after me. Thanksgiving. Living. Okay? That's really key for this week, especially. You know, don't just say, thank you, God, and that's it. I'm done. Don't do that, please. Maybe try to find some ways that you can express your thankfulness, your gratitude to not only family members, but also to God. Can you do that? Okay, let us pray. God, we are so grateful for so many things these days. You provide so many things in our lives. God, we thank you for that. We just learned that we can express our gratitude in many ways. Help us to find some special ways that we can express, we can say thank you to you. Thank you for all the blessings, and thank you for all the guidance in our lives. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay? You can go back to classroom. Okay?